And for this week's public poetry announcement, current state producer Joe Lindstroth asked Stephanie Glazier, acting director of MSU's Center for Poetry, to think about poets who have written about labor and the working class in America.
A few people came to mind when you asked me to think about this. Jim Daniels is certainly one of them, but I settled on Philip Levine, who's a Michigan poet who was born in Detroit. And he actually started working in the auto industry at the age of 14. He went on to study at Iowa with some of the most famous American poets, John Berryman and Robert Lowell. He was later named Poet Laureate. He's won the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. I think Michigan doesn't often claim him as being one of ours, and I am proud to say he is.
And even before he went on to his very illustrious writing career, he went to Wayne University at the time,
Wayne State.
Mm-hmm. And directly after, he worked in the auto factories in Detroit, the auto parts factories in Detroit.
That's right. That's what he's made of.
And that is the subject of a lot of his poetry, is a kind of a journalistic sensibility.
Very observational. And he's been criticized for that widely, but it is the thing about his work that makes it so accessible to people who might not otherwise read widely in the world of poetry.
I found an interesting quote that he gave Detroit Magazine in an interview many years ago,
mm-hmm.
In which he said, "I saw that the people that I was working with were voiceless in a way. In terms of literature in the United States, they weren't being heard. Nobody was speaking for them. And as young people will, you know, I took this foolish vow that I would speak for them. And that's what my life would be." The voiceless part resonates with me here because unions symbolically, and say what you want now, what unions have become, there are plenty of critics. That is why we have the right to work law. But I think unions were formed basically, if you think about it, if you reduce it to its barest and most simplistic terms, a union was there to give the working class people a voice in our capitalistic society. Instead of just being the worker taken advantage of, they collectively organized to give themselves some power against the owners and the people with money in this society.
I think that's right, Joe. And what poetry does is actually a similar function. It amplifies. Right. So what Philip Levine has done in this poem that I've brought today is amplify his experience and his roots and his community, the voices that he came from and the voices that maybe he wished he would have heard more of when he was growing up.
Out of Philip Levine's wide body of work, you chose what poem, Stephanie?
I chose a poem called Drum, and it places us right at the top of the poem with a note that reads Leo's Tool and Die, 1950.
So he's placing us directly into a factory, right
there.
A
very specific place at a very specific moment.
Give it a whirl.
Leo's Tool and Die, 1950. In the early morning, before the shop opens, men standing out in the yard on pine planks over the umber mud. The oil drum, squat, brooding, brimmed with metal scraps, three armed crosses, silver shavings whitened with milky oil, drill bits bitten off. The light diamonds last night's rain. Inside, a buzzer purrs. The overhead door stammers upward to reveal the scene of our day. We sit for lunch on crates before the open door. Bobek, the boss's nephew, squats to hug the overflowing drum, gasps and lifts. Rain comes down in sheets, staining his gunmetal covert suit. A steak truck sloshes off as the sun returns through a low sky. By 4, the office help has driven off. We sweep, wash up, punch out, collect outside for a final smoke. The great door crashes down at last. In the darkness, the scents of mint, apples, asters. In the darkness, this could be a Carthaginian outpost sent to guard the waters of the west. Those mounds could be elephants at rest, the acrid half-light, the haze of stars striking armor, if stars were out. On the galvanized tin roof, the tunes of sudden rain. The slow light of Friday morning in Michigan, the one we waited for, shows 7 hills of scraped earth, topped with crabgrass, weeds, a black oil drum empty, glistening at the exact center of the modern world. Drum by Philip Levine. With current state producer Joe Lindstroth, I'm Stephanie Glazier with another public poetry announcement brought to you by the Center for Poetry at Michigan State University's Residential College in the Arts and Humanities.